Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Yesterday's podcast was about the five big scandals that broke over the weekend, only one of which, the Elon Musk Twitter file release, most people have even heard of. Scandals so big, every one of them rivals or surpasses Watergate. That's how big a deal this stuff was. You might want to listen to yesterday's podcast if you didn't get a chance to, because I broke them all down, each more shocking than the last. Well, there's a sixth scandal that broke officially on Monday. In yesterday's podcast, I detailed how no less than the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI have been censoring Americans for the last year, and how the disinformation board that they announced that they were going to start, it had already been up and running since February. Among the things that the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security were censoring, anything anybody wanted to talk about on social media having to do with the origins of COVID. Anybody saying anything other than it came out of the wet market. Why? Why that? Well, this is the sixth story. The most astonishing of them all, really. The book I've been warning you about, called The Truth About Wuhan, written by Dr. Andrew Huff. He's the number two in charge at Echo Health Alliance, the agency that moved $45 million of funding from the Pentagon. Remember, they put in $39 million. And $6 million from Anthony Fauci's various agencies into the Wuhan lab. Dr. Andrew Huff was not only the second in charge at Echo Health Alliance, the nonprofit that moved that money. Dr. Andrew Huff also worked at the Wuhan lab. He was intimately familiar with what happened there. And the publisher of this book, no less than Simon & Schuster, a mainstream, left-leaning, very respected book publisher. This is not a conspiracy site. So it is astonishing that that book was published, in which he asserts that COVID-19, the very strain that killed millions around the world, was developed in partnership with the Chinese. We gave them the technology to do it, and we helped them do it. It killed millions around the world, and the U.S. government birthed it. Dr. Huff not only calls this the biggest U.S. intelligence failure since 9/11, he discusses how the Department of Defense and the FBI personally threatened and harassed him to keep him from coming forward. I want you to wrap your mind around this for just a moment. The Wuhan lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, isn't just a Chinese lab. It is a Chinese military lab, meaning the Pentagon used Echo Health Alliance to partner with the Chinese to give them technology they did not have in order to create deadly viruses. It is a shocking collaboration with the enemy. In his book, he says that COVID was a man-made virus, specifically made for the U.S. government in partnership with China. And in it, he confesses that Echo Health Alliance and, you know, those in the foreign laboratory did not have adequate control measures in place to ensure biosafety, biosecurity, risk management, ultimately resulting, he said, in a lab leak at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. He says that's where COVID-19 came from. He was there when it was created. Now, here's the interesting part. So Dr. Huff is there. He's working in the Wuhan lab. Who is he? He's an expert in the fields of bioterrorism and biowarfare. He's turned whistleblower. He had very high-level security clearances. So this guy's not just a scientist. Again, he is a bioterrorism and biowarfare expert. Folks, this was a joint act of biowarfare, bioagent development. I mean, it is shocking, but not exactly unprecedented. I mean, heck, the head of the World Health Organization has said he believes COVID did come from a lab after a catastrophic accident. And you're supposed to believe everything they say, no matter how much they lie. Now, Dr. Andrew Huff tweeted this over the weekend. I put on the white hat in 2020. White hat is an intelligence term for an intelligence agent that goes good, that becomes a good guy. He said, I put on the white hat in 2020. I was censored, banned. He says, and the Department of Defense and FBI came after me. And like I said, I went to the FBI over a year ago. He's talking about with evidence, the whole story of how it was created. He said they declined to investigate. He said Congress refused to act. Not much else I could do. So I wrote the book. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In a second tweet, he says, I went directly to Congress a year ago and the FBI. Be pissed at them. They botched this. He even goes so far as to say that the U.S. government, including the FBI and the DOD, waged a, quote, psychological operation, unquote, against him to shut him up. Folks, again, Simon & Schuster isn't going to just publish this without verifying the claims. I mean, that's what's so powerful about this. And the most shocking part of all, he says the intelligence community orchestrated the cover-up of the origins of COVID and the U.S. government's role in it with Dr. Fauci. And here's the most shocking thing of all. It's Tuesday. The book came out this weekend. Have you seen any coverage of this? I mean, this is a massive bombshell. And Red State's done a good job covering it. Breitbart, a bunch of others, conservative media. Absolute total blackout by the mainstream media. And here's the thing. It's just sitting there. You can order it on Amazon. So I guarantee you, in the capitals of power all over the world, from Europe to Asia to Russia, they're looking at this and they may not say anything public. They've all got the book. They're all reading. Their intel agencies are going through it. And these are countries, I mean, millions of their people were killed. Can you imagine the reaction inside these agencies? Just the horror, the shock, the terror as they realize what we've done. Now let's cap this. Today's podcast is going to be shorter. I apologize for that. Yesterday was long, though, so you can work your way through the rest of that. But as we look at this, I mean, the one thing, again, I'll cap this off with where I began. The Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, in addition to censoring Hunter Biden's laptop, the other big category was COVID, any kind of cure for COVID that worked, which would have been ivermectin, right? As they're now walking that back, this whole idea ivermectin is dangerous, it doesn't work. But the major category that they censored was the origins of COVID. So you have the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI censoring that. Why? And then never forget, in a 100% vote, every member of the Senate voted to declassify all of our intelligence on the origins of COVID. The bill went over to the House and Nancy Pelosi managed to block it with all Democrat votes. It was a party line vote, all Democrats against releasing the intel and all Republicans for. Why? What does the Democrat Party even care if we release the intel that we have on the origins of COVID? It can only mean one thing. Somehow they were all tied up in it. And we know how it might have been. Never forget that one of the first companies to get startup capital from Rosemont Seneca, that would be John Kerry's stepson and Hunter Biden's firm. One of the first to get funding from Rosemont Capital was what? Metabiota. The only firm, actual business, that was ever allowed to do research at where? The Wuhan lab. Maybe that's the connection, or maybe there's more. Folks, there's something big here, really big, and they're knee deep in it. You know how you can tell? The same way you can increasingly tell anything's a huge story. Nobody in the mainstream media is talking about it, and they're blacking it out. That's how you know it's a big freaking deal.
Yeah. Around America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.